From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Southland Drive. Southland Drive is a four-piece traditional bluegrass and classic country band. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. Southland Drive, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 459th performance.
We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio tonight's guest, Southland Drive.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
As the sun up above, bring me fun, bring
as warm as the sun up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Southland Drive. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. We are with Southland Drive. We are in a cozy setup, so for those listeners, this is a very nice, warm setting for you to enjoy music on this ever-growing warm season that we have in spring. The groundhog is gone, and now it's time for warm weather and great traditional bluegrass music.
You ready to plant your garden?
Oh, yeah. I'm all good. I just need some seeds.
Well, I've got some seeds. I'll bring you some.
So Ruth has said that she's bringing me some seeds from my garden. We've got Ruth McLean on the great upright bass.
Oh, it's so nice to be back. We always love an excuse to get to be at Red Barn.
Wednesdays are a great excuse to bring your instruments out. We've got Russ Farmer.
Always glad to be anywhere.
We've got Frank Godby.
Glad to be here.
And Charlie Hall.
And I'm glad to be here too.
Tell us a little bit about how you all got together. You all are a group of friends that are playing music together, and you know, being friends and playing and then being friends in a band is a whole different story. So how does this happen?
Well, we're friends through bluegrass, and that came before our friendship, I think. And so each of us was playing bluegrass with either other bands or jamming or whatever around town before we ever met. I guess it came to me to get this bunch together. Saw Charlie at a venue down in Clay City and asked him if he was picking any, and he said no. But he would like to, and if I could get something together, he'd be proud to join us. And so then I called, actually all this time I'd been talking to Ruth, and she'd been thinking about doing bass. And called Frank, and Frank and I had played in a couple of different bands together, and asked him, and he said, who's playing? And I said, Charlie Hall and probably Ruth McLean on bass. And he said, yep, count me in. And then Ruth joined us, and that was, what, 3 years ago, I guess? And we got together in a living room and kind of liked what we sounded like, and we've been going ever since, having a good time and still friends.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow and promise me that you will never be nobody's darling. Darling, but my love, be honest, be faithful, be kind, and promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but me that
Charlie and I had jammed together many years ago and was in a band called Ruby and M. And Charlie played with us a lot. Frank and I were in that band along with a couple of other friends. Ruth, actually, I had not played music with, but had known her since 1976, I guess. I retired from KET about 10 years ago and had produced a lot of music through the years, and so got acquainted with the McLean family doing that, and that's the way I came by asking Ruth to play. I don't know why you said yes.
Why did you say yes, Ruth?
Well, it's great to play music with friends. You know, it is, and it's nice. Anytime you get to do something that you feel good about and feel good about sharing, I think is a great thing. We were talking earlier about experiences and why are you happy? You know, what's important in life? And doing things that are meaningful and nourish your spirit and nurture your soul, I think helps everything. And I appreciate the chance to get to do that with these friends.
Being in the McLean family band, and then you're, of course, celebrated on your own, and you've got the talent to sing or play, probably dance or whatever you'd want to do. How do you end up playing with some friends, and then how does that dynamic work?
Well, it's not family, but it's certainly friends, and that does help. It helps everything. It makes every moment that you get to play music together special. There's nothing like brothers and sisters and parents playing and singing together and children playing and singing together. It's just so special. We're all doing so many things, though, that we can't do that as much. We're giving maybe 2 concerts a year at this point. We do reunion concerts once or twice a year, and which is amazing and wonderful and great, but that's not enough. So we all do other things, too. I am teaching at Morehead State University at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music with Raymond, my brother, where he's the director of the program there. And the students are phenomenal. There's a major, a traditional music major and minor, both through Morehead State University now, which is incredible for traditional music to have academic major and minor. And that's pretty unique in the country to have one that's accredited through the National Association of Music. And I get to work with those students, and that's just an absolute thrill. I play with Raymond. I get to play with my brother-in-law and sister out with Al, Alice, and Ruth. We do some Appalachian music like we did at the Christmas special here with Red Barn.
I don't blame you for, I know you want her. And your love for me was never
caring, and that my
you with me, but it's all right if that's the way you feel. But it's all right if that's the way you feel.
You've just joined us.
Tonight, we're with Southland Drive on Red Barn Radio.
We mentioned that we had some reunions to the Red Barn. We go all the way back in the time capsule to the beginning of Red Barn Radio. Frank and Charlie were on the first season. Tell us a little about that experience and coming full circle and now into the 13th year.
Well, it was different because it was at a different venue. It's at Phoenix Ballroom, which I really liked the place, but you had to go up these real tall steps to get up to it, you know. But once you got up there, I really liked the room it was in, and we had a good time. Frank was there. We had a lot of good, J.D. Crow was there. We had a lot of good memories of some of the musicians that came in and played, Joe Isaacs and different ones that was there at that, in those shows. And it really, and it was just impressive to be around those guys. You know, they did a banjo night, and Frank Neat builds banjo, so he was there playing his banjo, and I was playing one he built for me. And Wayne Fields was there, one of the great banjo players. He's passed away. He was there that night. And so it was fun. Dave Talbot was there, too. Dave Talbot used to play with the Grascals. I think he plays with Dolly Parton now. He was there at night. That's the first time I ever got to meet him. So it was really a great place to be, you know. It feels good to be back playing on Red Barn Radio.
Love me sweet, love me tender, love me strong and true. Take a moment to remember when our love was new. You love me and I love you, we know what to do. So wrap your arms around me, dear, and swing me round the room. Hold me tight and sway, dance with me so slow. You'll never have to lose me if you never let me go.
Played with a fellow named Gary Strong, who was from up in Corinth, Kentucky. He had a band, and he had a gig out at the Country World Flea Market on Sunday afternoons. And then they would do shows on, what, Saturday night sometimes. So we would get in the car and go to the flea market and play music all afternoon. And then one day Gary said, "We're going to go do Red Barn Radio." And we said, "What's that?" Okay, might as well, you know. Seemed like somebody had a bad voice and couldn't sing that night. I can't remember who it was. It wasn't me. I wasn't part of that trio. But it was fun.
I hear the hill country calling, calling me away from this town. Packing my bags and tomorrow this boy is wild country bound. Well, you say I'm nothing but trouble. Honey, you know how you feel.
I can't be happy just hanging around, so I'm heading back to the hill. I hear the hill country calling, calling me away from this town. Packing my bags and tomorrow, this boy is wild country bound. Can't throw my coat in your floor. I can't say I ain't gonna miss you. I ain't coming back here no more. I hear the hill country calling, calling me away from this town. Packing my bags and tomorrow, this boy is wild country bound. This boy is wild country bound.
Thank you all very much. Wild country bound. I feel like that sometimes. This is actually our gospel tune. I don't know who wrote it. Just know I like it.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Southland Drive, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Southland Drive, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
I guess a love like ours is too good to be true, and I guess I shouldn't love you, but I do. Well, I'm waiting at the station for a bus. I'm trying to read, but all I see is us. I see your face on every page, it's true. And I guess I shouldn't love you, but I do. Tennessee, I'm as lonesome for you as I can be. I would give everything I own for just one kiss from you, and I guess I shouldn't love you, but I do.
Crazy, come on out.
fortune's cream. Sugar, maybe come on out tonight. Hey, boys, where's your partner? Don't you know the time is right? Hey, boys, swing your partner. Come on out tonight. Jig and I will follow her way back and give a holler, kiss the pickers, pay the caller, come on out tonight. Hey boys, where's your partner? Don't you know the time is right? Hey boys, swing your partner, come on out tonight.
Ruth wrote that one.
You get a lot of these traditional tunes that date back to your legends, and also when you're writing new tunes, how do you keep all of these tunes locked up in this device we have between our shoulders?
I don't know. That's the short answer. And the other answer is, the older I get, the harder it is to keep them in there. Well, it's interesting to note that some of the gospel tunes that I learned going to church when I was a young man are still in there, and I can still remember those tunes, and tunes that I learned when I was 14, 15, 16 years old are still in there. I learned one 3 weeks ago, and if I don't sing it, I'll forget it. And so
The first thing to go is short-term memory. Is,
well, tell me about it.
So, what were we talking about?
Yeah. Or in a set like this, or in a set on stage, you put it down on a set list so you can remember what key they're in. I no longer remember a lot of that, so I'll make sure that you have it all in front of you on a black and white piece of paper.
Well, it's one reason you practice. Not just to work up new things, but help keeping old things so that you remember them.
It's like playing an instrument. I play every day. I mean, if I didn't play, like Sonny Osborne said, if you don't know it through the week, it won't know you on the weekend. You know, I play every day. I play at least 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. You know, and I'm retired now. I work one day a week, so I sit around and play more than I ever did now. I don't see how I did when I worked full
time. Poor Joyce.
Yeah, I know. She's watching her soap opera, and I'm over here picking the banjo. You know? You have to have a love for the music to start with, to play this music. I mean, not anybody can just come up and say, I'm going to play bluegrass. You got to have a love. It's got to be in you to play this music, and you got to be devoted to it. You got to be around people like Frank and Russ and Ruth, and that they'll have the same feeling you do to play this music and play it right. This music has a feeling to it. It really does.
Steel rails
chasing
sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. It's not the first time I found myself alone at dawn. I really knew you once, then I'd have you when you're gone. Whistle blowing lonesome in my mind, calling me along that never-ending meadow line.
Steel rails
chasing sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind.
I don't mind
not knowing what lies down the track, cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. Chasing sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, cause
sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind.
I don't mind,
not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning.
Thank you all.
You mentioned, you know, people across the world.
Yeah.
This is a genre of music that some people don't even know what's under their nose here in the bluegrass state. But outside of, we've had an Australian traditional band on the show. And beyond that, people really embrace this because, again, like you say, you've got to have the passion for this style. You can't just go out and push, you can't just push some buttons anymore and voila, you've got a number one hit on the radio.
It's interesting, with the advent of Facebook through the years, you get acquainted with a lot of other folks around the world. I have a friend who lives in Holland who I sit and chat with on not a nightly basis, but probably a weekly basis. We have a great conversation on Facebook. It's still a part of that bluegrass community that is worldwide. I have a friend in Italy, a young man by the name of Matteo Ringresi, and Matt for short. And Matt actually has about four bands, but he has a very traditional bluegrass band. Came through the States last year and spent a day or two with me. And my other friend in Holland, a gentleman by the name of Hans Walter. Hans has been coming to the States for 26 years, I believe it is, straight every year. He spends his vacation in the eastern part of the United States, traveling between Nashville and Bean Blossom and the Festival of Bluegrass that happens here. Spends 3 or 4 days with me and then heads down to some friends in eastern Kentucky and jams with them for about a week. And so it's amazing how widespread bluegrass music is.
As a young man, I went riding out on that western plain. In the state of North Dakota, I met my Nellie Kane. I met my Nellie Kane. She was living in a lonely cabin with a son by another man. 4 or 5 years she'd waited for him, as long as a woman can. As long as a woman can. I don't know, I changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind. That kind of love I can't explain, that I had for Nellie Kane. She hired me on to work a day to help her till the land. In the afternoon we planted seeds, in the evening we held hands, in the evening we held hands. Her brown eyes told me everything that a man would want to know. It was then I realized I was never gonna go. No, I was never gonna go. I don't know, I changed my mind. Till then I
joined us, we're with Southland Drive. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Tell me a little bit about how J.D. Crowe has influenced your music and your lives?
JD's what you would call probably a second generation. Yeah, Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers and all those guys who are basically first generation.
You might want to call him second and a half.
Second and a half, yeah.
He took all of his inspiration primarily from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Earl Scruggs and Earl Scruggs and then Earl Scruggs. But Flatt and Scruggs evolved out of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And then when they were working here at the Kentucky Mountain Barn Dance, his parents would take him over there. He was 12 years old, and there's a wonderful photograph that was in the souvenir album from the Barn Dance of J.D. sitting on the stairs watching Flatt and Scruggs on the stage. And he's 12 years old, and he's sitting there like this, you know, this jaw in his hands, just taking it all in. He told his dad, he said, "I think I want to do that." The rest is history.
He's influenced a lot of young banjo players, third and fourth generation banjo players. Bela Fleck, for example, actually moved to Lexington during that time that J.D. was at the Holiday Inn North, would sit in almost every one of those sessions out there and watch everything that J.D. did. Dr. Tim Lake, who was here in town, who was a fine banjo player, did the same thing and was terribly influenced by him. And, of course, J.D. being local, he's a friend of all of ours. Ruth knows him through the McLean family, and the three of us kind of know him through just a friendship, really. None of us have had the good luck to play music with him. But I also did a documentary on J.D. back 7-8 years ago, I guess, and called it A Kentucky Treasure, the J.D. Crow Story. And that was well received around, and I got to know J.D. even better through, thank you. I got to know J.D. even more so during that time in the state.
If you see me in some corner looking like all hope is gone, if you see me sit for hours and you wonder what is wrong, I'm a walking, talking, crying, barely beating, broken heart. If you wonder how I got this way, then listen, listen good. He left me for another, I thought he'd be the last that would. So now I'm trying to forget him, looking for a place to start. I'm a walking, talking, crying, barely beating, broken heart. Story that nobody understands, but it's a sad and lonely story, but I'll try to make it short. I'm a walking, talking, crying, barely beating, broken heart. If you wonder how I got this way, then listen, listen good. He left me for another, thought he'd be the last that would. So now I'm trying to forget him, looking for a place to start. Walking, talking, crying, barely beating, broken heart.
J.D. in 1968, we were living in Columbus, Ohio, and came down because we'd started getting Bluegrass Unlimited, which was just a mimeograph sheet that came out in the mail and said, Martin's Place, North Limestone, J.D. Crow and the Kentucky Mountain Boys. My wife and I decided to come down over Easter weekend and look for J.D. Crow, and we found him, and he was at Martin's, and we listened and met him and introduced ourselves. And later on that summer, he came to Columbus and played knife and gun club called the Astro Inn, and that's what he called it. And back in those days, bluegrass was going through kind of a hard time, generally because country music had shoved it aside and didn't have any place to go, so the guys who were playing the music were playing in bars and taverns, and Crow came up and played, when we first met him at Martin's, that was the beginning of a lifelong friendship. My wife started interviewing him almost from the get-go and ultimately wrote a biography, J.D. Crow, Crow on the Banjo, The Music Life of J.D. Crow, published by the University of Illinois Press. There's a lot of the history of J.D. in that book, but there's also the history of bluegrass because J.D. was coming along as bluegrass was coming along. He played locally with Esco Hankins, and he played up in Ashland with some other guys and up in Ohio with some other guys. And Jimmy Martin came through and heard him playing and said, boy, when you're ready to go on the road, we'll do something. And he was 16. And then about he went out and did one brief tour, and then after that he took off and played with about 57 till 63 when he decided he'd had enough of the road. And came home and went back to Martin's, ultimately the Holiday Inn, and then the Sheraton. And then they recorded an album called The New South after some band personnel changes. And what many people consider to be the jumping off point for modern traditional bluegrass in the sense that he played not too far away from the way the old guys played, but with new material, new ideas, and new patterns of things that he and the boys came up with. Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs were in the band at the time. Tony Rice called me up one afternoon. He says, hey, Crow can't come over to the studio. We're over here making a record. Can you come play the banjo? I said, me? It wasn't the 75 band. It was everybody from the band, but it was a Larry Rice album. And Larry was Tony's brother, and he was no longer in the band, but they were helping him to record his album. So I played banjo on one song on Larry Rice's Mr. Poverty album, and with Ricky Skaggs and Bobby Sloan and Jerry Douglas and Tony Rice and me.
Well, I left my home in Popperville when I was very young. I took a wife and had a child before I was 21. Before I was 21. It wasn't long, I got a call from my Uncle Sam. He sent me halfway around the world to fight in Vietnam. Oh, I served in Vietnam. It was 71, I got the news, my daddy, he had died. He fell from a horse in Popperville, oh, how my mama cried. Still hear my mama's cry. When I got home, we buried him on a graveyard hill. Just below that little white church there in Popperville, up home in Popperville. It's young I've been and old I am, I've traveled near and far. I've seen my life go by so fast, me and my old guitar, my friend, my old guitar. Away from toil and strife, I moved my family to Lexington, and there we lived our life. Yeah, there we live our life. We had three kids and two white dogs, divorced in 83. I spent my life as a single man. I'm as happy as I can be. I'm as happy as I can be. Isn't that old I am? I've traveled near and far. I've seen my life go by so fast, me and my old guitar, my friend, my old guitar. Now mom's gone back to Popperville to lie under deep blue skies. She's gone back to her old home to lie by daddy's side. Yeah, she lies by daddy's side. Well, some glad morning I shall go where my parents lie so still, to just below that little white church there in Popperville, up home in Popperville.
It's young I've been and old I am. I've traveled near and far. I've seen my love go by so fast. Me and Moe Guitar, my friend Moe Guitar. It's young I've been and old I am. I've traveled near and far. I've seen my love go by so fast. Me and Moe Guitar, my friend Moe Guitar.
Give it up one more time for Southland Drive, everybody. And I'd like to thank our guests, Russ, Frank, Charlie, and Ruth, Southland Drive, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to us on our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Special thanks to High on Art and Coffee, Wake Up to the Vision, in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington, Kentucky. And, of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting. Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning for one more time, ladies and gentlemen, Southland Drive.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio would like to thank Russ, Frank, Charlie, and Ruth, Southland Drive, for being with us tonight.
Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here again on this station next week at the same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.